I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. What false assumptions can people believe about the Middle East? That's the theme of a new module from the Arab Baptist Theological Seminary for its Master of Religion program. Brent Hamoud coordinates the course.
Perhaps one assumption would be that the Middle East is kind of predetermined or bent towards a type of violence, of chaos, of conflict, that this is kind of the natural state of the Middle East. And it is for others from the outside to intervene and to help and to bring peace to the region.
Freedom from these assumptions will allow students to better serve people in their Middle East and North African contexts. Please pray this course will lead to an ever more fruitful ministry in this region that Jesus loves. And this week, Wednesday, marked a year since the World Health Organization first used the word pandemic to describe China's COVID-19 outbreak. Over 2 million people lost their lives, and much of daily life has changed in the past 12 months. One thing, however, remains constant.
The responsibility that Jesus gave us, that great commission of getting the gospel out around the world, has not changed. Even though we're in this global pandemic and it's caused us to be, you know, more inward focused, we've still got to take responsibility as believers to do what he's asked us to do.
Dave Myers is a member of the Alliance for the Unreached. Each year, the Alliance organizes an online event called the International Day for the Unreached. It highlights the fact that 1 in 3 people today have no gospel access. Save the date and join us on May 23rd for IDU Sunday. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Sat7, a Christian satellite TV ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, wants to help you and your kids learn about countries in the region by offering a series of free coloring pages. Get yours when you click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.